Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to another episode of Betches Brides. I'm your host, Fallon Carter. Today we have with us Maddie Paul, Senior Content Manager for Lifestyle and the one behind Good at Shopping. Maddie, welcome.
Hello. Hi, Fallon. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. Now that wedding season is approaching, I wanted us to dedicate a whole episode to decipher wedding dress codes.
Yes.
Not only as the newlyweds, but also as the guest. So sharing is caring. You can send this podcast to people who need to know what to wear.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. If you know someone, you're like, I don't love these options. Send this podcast episode along.
You should listen to these people. So there's a few dress codes. I think we're all familiar with like the normal black tie, the normal formal. Mm-hmm. But white tie is probably the most formal. Mm-hmm. And I had to actually Google it before we came on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you. I have not been invited to any white tie weddings. I don't know anyone that fancy, but I think it still happens occasionally. Yeah. So if you have very bougie friends,
that part,
congrats to you. It's probably going to be an awesome wedding for starters. Like the food will probably be great.
I did a British wedding once, and it was tails, top hat. It was the whole.
Oh wow!
They were like they were them. So yeah. It was really official.
I mean, that feels very British, the whole white tie thing.
And it was fabulous. They had a luncheon. The wedding was in the morning. They had a luncheon. And then people came back later for an actual reception. And they totally two different attires.
That's so fun. I mean, I love an outfit change. And like Brian gets an outfit change. Like if everybody else can do one, why not?
An outfit change.
That's so fun.
So if you're doing white tie, that means it is the ultimate formal of formals.
Yes. Yes. Like think royals formal.
You got tails. You've got physically a white tie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Tux. Cufflinks. I mean, for guys, it's very strict. I feel like it's almost easier because you have like very clear guidelines. Mm-hmm. Like you have to have tails. And it's like the tails have to like hit the back of your knee. Like there are very strict guidelines and you can go to suit tailor, mm-hmm. and they're going to be well versed to tell you that. I think for women, it can be trickier
because
we have a lot of options.
Yeah.
A lot of options. But I think for white tie, it's like the most formal. Like mm-hmm. you're going to want like silk, chiffon. Like it needs to be a very nice material, mm-hmm. floor length, like absolutely no ankle.
You're not getting this from Rent the Runway, friends.
Yeah. I hate to break it to you, but it's not going to be Rent the Runway. It's not going to be the ASOS. No. And like, mm-mm. I know that's hard to hear.
You're going to go to Bloomies.
Yeah, you got to go to Bloomies. Saks, Net-a-Porter, the works.
Yeah.
The works. I mean, if I was going to go to a white tie wedding, I was thinking about this during when I was like looking at the outline. I was like, if I was going to go to a white tie wedding, what do I want to wear? If I had, you know, thousands of dollars to spend and I'm taking out a loan.
Going to Carolina Herrera.
Open a new credit card.
Instantly.
Yeah. Carolina Herrera would be amazing. Markarian. It was just like a New York City brand. Beautiful. Gorgeous. Okay. I don't know when I would have the opportunity to wear these things, but like this would be like a bucket list.
That part.
Item for me.
It's like you're going to the White House. You've been invited to like the state dinner and the queen of, well, rest in peace. Someone from England is probably going to be there and you're like, they said white. And I was like, I'll be there.
And you're like, I'll be there. I will be in my best outfit. I think you have to treat it like a whole experience.
I'll be in debt for sure, but I will look amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? If you have friends who are going to do you like that.
In there.
You got to do it.
It's highly unlikely that you're going to be attending a white tie wedding anytime soon, in my opinion. I don't think anyone's going that formal unless they're royalty.
Right.
And if you're listening to this podcast and you have access to royal people, can you please slide in my DMs and let me know when this wedding is?
Right. If you're going to a white tie wedding, like come be a guest on the show. Like I feel like that would be a fun
Now we want to know
interview.
What you wore.
Like I want the details. Yeah, send me a pic.
Thank you. And did you get it off of Rent the Runway and maybe we threw them under the bus?
I mean, maybe we threw them under the bus, but like it would be slim pickings, I think, on Rent the Runway for those occasions.
I agree. But you can go to Rent the Runway for a good black tie.
For sure. For sure. Rent the Runway is a great option there.
Have you been invited to a black tie wedding recently?
I have one coming up this summer.
Oh, what are you going to wear?
So So that's a great question. I have a few dress options already, like in my closet, if I'm going to like try
your
to be a little
closet
savvy.
Or like your rental closet?
My closet closet.
Oh,
like
you
these
own
are
them.
Things. I have some that I own that I have like used a few times. And to be honest, like the wedding that I'm going to this summer, that's black tie, is like my boyfriend's friend. I'm pretty far removed from these people. So I don't need to buy a whole new dress for that. First of all, none of these people have never seen me in this dress.
No. You are a representation of your boyfriend. If anything, you have to look better than everyone else.
I'm going to look great. It's a great dress. True. None of these people have ever seen me in this dress before.
So I can do a repeat.
I also have like three other weddings this summer. So I'm like, I'm picking and choosing. I'm prioritizing.
Okay.
You know, my best friend is getting married in May. It's like semi-formal. So I'll probably go for like a newer outfit for that because that's like my best friend from home. Mm. Everybody from high school, my whole family, like everyone I have known for the past, like that's going to be the moment where I'm going to do all new everything, you know?
Where is this black tie wedding?
It's in Sacramento, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of random.
That is random. It's not a black tie city.
The weddings I'm going to, like, the. Sorry. I think it's at
a venue?
Not the St. Regis, but like a very nice hotel. Like, I think it's going to be very nice. Location is random. Yeah, I think the bride is from
cute.
All right. I'm not entirely, like I said, I'm a degree of separation away. I do not know the story. And like, we're friends of the groom. I don't think that his family is like all that involved with the planning of the wedding, which, you know, fair
is
enough.
Normal.
That's
normal. Great.
Go ahead. So we are like, we're going by the invite. We are showing up. We're going to have a good time.
Sold.
And that's it. And that's going to be that.
So when you're communicating black tie, nothing is really obvious to a lot of people. So,
right.
I mean, let's hope they all Google. I love sending a Pinterest board.
I was talking to Lauren about this earlier. I think a Pinterest board, do it. If you're someone who cares what people are going to wear to your wedding,
yes,
then you should give them as much information as possible.
That part.
Like the information you give them should be in a ratio to how pissed you're going to be if people don't look the way you want them to look. Like that is
agreed.
The bottom line.
Just because formal and black tie and black tie optional can all, you're like, I wonder, what does this actually mean? There's so many interpretations.
They bleed. I mean, to me, I always think like, if you don't know, if you're not sure, go with the more traditional approach. I think that's the safest option. And like, to me, traditional black tie means floor length or the top of the foot.
Mm-hmm.
Like again, no ankle. Sorry, we're back in like 1800s. But to me, that's like traditional black tie. That's what that means. I think you go for more of like a solid color or a subtle print, you know, a very like traditional silhouette, elevated materials. You know, you're not wearing like a cotton maxi dress. That does not, just because it's floor length doesn't mean it's black tie.
Especially in the summer.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Yeah, and that's tricky. That's tricky too, because it's like, it's hot. It's hot, but you gotta.
Yeah.
So I think if you don't know, if you're not certain how much leeway you have, go the more traditional route. And I think black tie is like one of those where there is like a hard rule on like the floor length. And you're not going to stick out by wearing a floor-length dress. You might if you wear something shorter. And so I think that's a very good guideline to draw for yourself.
I'm also here for like a T-length moment. Like I love like where it's just below the knee, but it's giving like, I don't mind that as a take on a formal if you I think formal, not black tie.
Agreed.
You can get away with that as like an elevated, like, oh, that's a nice dress.
Right.
Look at that.
Right. I agree. I think formal, you can go in that direction more and like have a little bit more fun with it. Like that to me is like the distinction between the two. Like, I mean, for men, it's like black tie optional / formal. It's like, do you have to wear a tux?
Just
not
always
really.
Wear a suit.
Yeah, but wear a suit. Wear a suit. I mean, I just feel like we make it so easy for men. It's literally like,
just wear
jacket, pants, shirt, like
tie.
Tie.
Done.
It's easy.
Pick one.
It's a formula. Women, it's like there's a million options.
Skirt and top.
A million
dress.
Sizes. Like
dress and vest.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So men just wear a suit. But for formal black tie, you can have a little bit more leeway than you would for like a standard black tie option. I think a midi is fine. I think T-length you can get away with. And like you can be a little bit more embellished, I think, for formal / black tie optional. Like you can go for more of a fun print that maybe you would be like a little shy away from for black tie.
But also think about where the wedding will be, when it will be, like the timing of it. And if they say anything about something being outside, I think that also lends to, you can be a little bit more playful.
Agreed.
If there's any outdoor element, they're not stuffy enough to be like, please wear black, blue, or gray.
Agreed. Agreed. Like, I think that's so
true. We're going to be in nature, so please.
Act accordingly. Wear your hiking boots.
Exactly.
fucking heels.
Exactly. But also read the, because I've done formal weddings that are outside and I'm mm-hmm. like, I sure hope these people know not to wear like a stiletto with this formal attire.
Yeah, that can be dangerous. Dangerous. So, I mean, a block heel will save your life every time.
Block it up, wedge it up, choose your adventure.
Yes, yes.
But be mindful of what they're saying, like location and how that location impacts right. the formality of your formal.
I agree.
Where?
Google the venue. You can find like pictures of other weddings at that venue yep. too. And that will probably give you an idea of what the vibe is going yeah. to be like. That's the same thing that the bride looked at. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, I like this vibe. I like this place. Yeah,
exactly.
So go based on that. I also think like if you can stalk the bride's Instagram, look at her attire and things for other events of, you know, how dressed up was she for the bridal shower? Like mm-hmm. how traditional, if people were in like bodycon dresses at the bridal shower, that tells God. You something about what this wedding is going to be like. I just think it does. Would I do it? Maybe not, but it does that give part. You an indication of like how formal, how traditional, yeah. how much funky fun people are having with the outfits. Like yeah. I think that is a good indicator. So do some sleuthing. Yeah, stop stalking your ex, stalk the bride.
I agree.
And help you figure out your outfit.
And if you're planning, be mindful of the attire that you're setting for the location mm-hmm. of the event to make Agreed. Sure people don't get a little confused. Like, it's a fully outdoor wedding. How are we doing black tie for that?
Right.
Which is possible if you have a really, really nice tent. But just make sure that you're being really mindful of how you're communicating formal.
Yeah,
so answer as many questions on the FAQ page, like... Please wear comfortable shoes sometimes you're going to put there.
Yeah, like, I like that.
Communicate some things.
I think communication is key. Yeah. Always. And again, Pinterest board it up.
Please.
Especially if you have like, Please. You're like, the theme is Woodlands Fairy.
What the it's hell
like,
is that?
Fun. Have your theme. Go for it. But like, I need a visual representation of what that means to you. Because we might have different pictures of a Woodland Fairy in my brain. That part.
I've been to so many wedding conferences and they give like these one-liners and it's kind of like a Met Gala term at this point. I was like, I have no idea.
Wait, that is what so that true. Means.
And I was like, even the Met Gala term, I'm like, what is that? And how would someone interpret it?
Right.
So
and it shows on the Met Gala red carpet. Yes. You're always like, I don't know what the hell they were told.
I guess that's a take on it. Yeah.
And then they'll show you a picture that they're like, well, this one very specific reference. And I'm like, okay.
From Whatever something in the 1800s that, you had to be there.
Yeah. Everyone is so creative.
Like, how did y'all get here?
Yep.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any six styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button. Uh-oh, I spilled something on it. Or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
So cocktail attire, semi-formal, or dressy casual,
mm-hmm.
those would all mean the exact same thing to me.
Okay, that's I feel like those are tricky ones too, because the same way that black tie, formal, those kind of blend, cocktail, semi-formal, dressy casual, all sort of blend together. I think of cocktail as like a baby step up from the semi-formal or dressy casual. I think you can get away with, you know, shorter lengths, T-length, midi-length. I wouldn't go for like a full-length gown for either of those.
What's dressy casual? It's like dress up or casual. How are you both?
I think we should make dressy casual illegal. That's my personal opinion.
That does not make any sense.
I think it's a dumb term. I think it's dumb. It's you're saying the opposite of each other. Dressy, like, dressy casual. Right. Pick one. Pick a lane. I think semi-formal is
done.
A much easier way of explaining that. And I do think they mean the same thing.
I agree.
I think they mean the same. So just don't say dressy casual.
Don't.
I don't like it.
Tell them exactly what you want. Stand in it.
Yes.
Be firm.
Right. Dressy casual is a wishy-washy
it's
answer.
It's like, you know, kind of wear what you want, but like look nice, I think.
Right. And right. Oh my gosh. That's,
they're like, I'm wearing my favorite hoodie.
And you're like, okay. Well, that's
there.
You're like, but I'm wearing heels with my hoodie. So it's dressy, casual. And it's like, no.
Not quite.
Yeah, no, I don't think we're taking dressy casual. It's like, take one casual element and pair it with the dressy things. That's,
like I'm wearing
that's
nice earrings.
Not what that means. Yeah, no. Nobody cares about your earrings right now.
If you're wearing sneakers,
nobody cares about your earrings, unfortunately.
So in the terms of dressy casual, festive, casual, or tropical?
See, okay, festive, I love. Festive is fun. I think you should combine festive with...
Cocktail.
Or combine it with, like, festive black tie. Like, I think you can add that as a descriptor to let people know, like, we can have a little more fun here. Like, you can wear some bright colors, some prints, some sparkles, maybe, if that's your vibe.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like festive for, like, especially, like, a winter wedding, like, leading up to the holidays. Like, festive black tie on, like... a December wedding
that's
could be fun.
That's kind of scary to me.
Oh, really?
Because I'm like, well, what's your version of festive?
I guess that's true. We don't want any ugly Christmas sweaters.
I was like, ooh, it's an ornament.
Which I guess why, like, to me, festive black tie, we're making it clear it's not Christmas.
Festive black tie to me means I could probably wear, like, a super hot pink dress or, like,
yeah.
a chartreuse. I could go crazy
yes,
with some color.
Exactly. I think that's a fun way of, like, using it as a descriptor. If I saw it by itself, I would still have questions about how dressy this is. You know what I mean?
Like, I would.
I know I can wear a color. I know I can maybe wear a print.
But
a jumpsuit,
is it long? Is it short?
Right.
Is it on
long,
my neck?
Short. Like, yeah. Am I wearing a hat? Is there feathers? Like, there's still a lot of questions with festive by itself, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And like we said, as descriptive as possible,
I think is a good idea. Get more detailed, guys.
Yeah. More detailed. More detail is better.
Casual, don't invite anyone to your wedding and tell them they can come casual.
Yeah, I just
unless it's in your living room,
listen,
and even then,
maybe
I'd have
your family
a black tie.
Members you could trust, but if I put casual. There are members of my family who would show up in boots and jeans, and I'd
yes.
be like, go home. Get out of here. Absolutely
I've
not.
Done a formal wedding, and there was someone there in jeans. So I'm like, don't even mention casual, because people will always naturally lean that way if they are that person.
Right.
So just...
You have to know that person, too. There's one in every family. There's one in every
Baby.
Gathering. Like,
how did you get there?
Yeah.
How did you get there?
I don't love that. Casual, I think, you know... Absolutely no jeans, no sneakers, no flip-flops. Like, casual does not mean what you mean it in an everyday environment.
At all.
To me, it's like a pretty sundress,
mm-hmm.
a nice pair of sandals, wedges.
Mm.
I don't even think, like, a flat sandal, I guess, you know, I'm not going to say everybody has to wear heels all the time, but, like, I think a little heeled sandal is nice for
but
casual,
that's
too.
That's a cocktail to me.
I think the material makes a big difference.
Okay.
I would go for cotton. At a casual wedding, if it's a pretty dress, I would not
go to a casual wedding. I just don't want to go to a casual wedding. But I guess it could be casual if it's like the welcome event or like a rehearsal dinner.
Right. And I think like daytime.
I hope not.
Or like daytime. Daytime ceremony. Maybe you're trying to get everything done before noon.
Maybe. Girl, if this is a wedding, just everyone look nice. Period.
I agree. It's not my style. I probably would not personally opt for casual, but I think it's good to have those barometers of like, casual does not mean
sneakers. Yeah, athleisure.
Like, you're still wearing, like, men, you need to be wearing a shirt with a collar.
Okay.
Period. End
done.
Of story.
Love.
And women, dress, skirt, a nice jumpsuit.
Okay.
Like, you're not wearing something you would wear to go to the grocery store.
Because that's what I read as casual.
Right. I mean, that's what the every, like, if you're looking in everyday language, that is what that means.
It's like,
And I think that's what's confusing sometimes about, you know, it's the same thing we talked about with festive. Like, oh, festive could mean like too holiday festive. Like, that scares me.
If it's casual, I wouldn't even need to put it as a as a term on right. the thing. It's like, just come. Because if I don't right. care enough to say formal or semi-formal, I'm like, I'm not going to identify the word. Right.
Well, there's some people who put come as you are on their Ooh. Wedding invitations. I'm like, you are the
that
bravest
is, that is not
person
it.
Alive.
That's what they say when you go to church. Not at my wedding.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I don't know if that makes me too judgy, no. but like, come as you are is don't absolutely come as you not are. Happening.
Come I've as your
seen,
best self.
I've seen some of y'all as you are. Yeah, exactly. And I don't want that.
And y'all have seen me as I am. I'm not even coming as I am. So
Right. Like the bride's not coming as she is.
That part. I'm not. Please.
That girl spent 2 hours in hair and makeup. That, why are
so
you coming
I
as you are?
I expect you to at least put an hour in.
Yes. Agreed. You should at least spend me half halfway. The time that the bride spends on her appearance on yours. I think that's a very fair
Cute
rule.
Black eyed peas, Fergie. Okay. Tropical or destination attire?
This is another one that's like, I think you need the other descriptor and you need to look at the context clues because it's like tropical, daytime, casual, like those can all go together.
Sunset cocktail. You're like, what?
Right.
Like, yeah.
Right. Like you can still have a like cocktail or like formal-ish wedding like in a tropical destination.
You can.
So I think you need to tell people that. But I do think tropical's fun because you can have a little more fun with the prints. Like I think a tropical floral is a fun outfit. Like if I was having a tropical wedding yeah. and I put tropical as the dress code, that is what I would expect from people. It's like some fun florals, some like breezy dresses.
Wear palm leaves or something. When I think tropical, yeah. I think of like bad prints.
Well, this is the problem. I think that's what's so hard
Hawaiian
communicating
prints.
With people is like taste levels can be so different. Mm. And again, a Pinterest board
saves
helps.
The day.
That saves the day. And I think, you know, maybe you find your friend who is like rush chair of your sorority and have that bitch approve every
that
outfit.
Part.
Honestly, I wouldn't be mad about that because she is going to run it like a drill sergeant.
That part.
And you don't have to worry about it. You know what I
mean?
See
bananas.
I think that's
nice. I see like orange, like miscellaneous fruits.
Yeah,
like,
I guess, and it's tricky for men too, because like if men in a Hawaiian
oh
shirt, like that's absolutely not allowed.
Please make it
but
stop.
Like, a linen that you steamed in your hotel room.
Oh, that's nice.
That could be nice.
I love
like
a linen.
I love like a maxi, like a flowy maxi.
I love a good hat.
I mean, a hat.
I
of
live
course.
For a hat.
A hat is beautiful. I think hats at weddings
hats.
In general. Is a fun touch.
I agree.
I think it would be fun if you request people wear hats at your wedding.
Yeah, I agree.
And, I mean, you have to specify. Again, be so communicative. Not a baseball hat. Not a fedora.
No.
Like, think royal topper. Yeah. For like a formal, my brother got married in France this past summer.
Oh, love. Where? What part?
In Aix-en-Provence.
Oh.
Yeah. His wife is from there. So.
Really?
Yeah. So this was the whole thing.
What'd you wear to a wedding in Provence?
Oh, okay. I loved my outfit. I won't even lie. I'll plug the place where I got it.
Goals.
Sue Sarter, New Orleans, Louisiana. She's a Louisiana designer. I'm from Louisiana.
Love.
Have to plug. I love her. She makes like the most beautiful, like, they're just like sort of classic and traditional, but mm-hmm. not boring. And she has like
yeah.
fun prints, beautiful materials. They're like beautifully made. And I had this like, it was like a blue floral pattern, like shorter dress. With these like ruffles here on the sleeve, and it was like a chiffon-y material.
Mm.
We were not given any dress
directive.
Code. I made up the dress code.
I mean, it's
quite
Provence.
Frankly.
You don't need one.
You don't need one.
Pinterest Provence, and then match that.
Well, and that's what I basically. My brother's wife. She's amazing. She's French.
Of course,
they don't do weddings the same way that
at
we
all.
Do at all.
They just show up, and
she
they
was
always
like,
look amazing.
She was like, "Come as you are. We don't. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Whatever you're comfortable in." And I was like.
The French,
have
I tell
you met
you.
Our Louisiana
like
family? Are you out of your mind? They need a dress code. They need a dress code. So I put
you
together.
I made
a dress code.
Okay.
And I sit around to our side of the family. I was like, this is what we're wearing.
Just so you come correct.
And Emma is agreed with me. She likes this. This is the vibe. And that's what we're doing. And it worked out well. Everybody looked lovely.
Oh,
everyone
great.
Was in their like lovely like summer suits and like pretty like. You know,
summer
dresses.
Wear seersucker, but like, please say yes.
Oh, my dad was in seersucker.
Yes!
Father of the groom was in seersucker.
Yes!
My mom was like, you look like a toddler. I do not like
oh,
seersucker.
Not
but
all
I thought
live.
It looked great. I loved it. And for like summer south of France, like it's perfect. It's
rosé
perfect.
All day? Yes. Count me in.
The rosé
was the
was
best.
Flowing.
Yeah.
It was flowing. We had, I mean, the wedding also started at like 2 p.m. and went to like 3 or 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Like it was a lot
they know how to party.
Of food, of wine. It was so amazing. But
I
yeah.
love.
Yeah, south of Ugh. France. Such a fun
no
time.
No place better. for this next segment, we're going to look through some of these pictures here.
Okay.
And these are photos of our Betches Brides followers. They sent us some images. We're actually going to help them decide if they should wear this to a wedding.
Okay. Okay. I'm excited.
Plot twist. There isn't any. Okay. So, so this first picture is like, it looks very Provence-y. It's a blue dress with white flowers.
Yeah. It's very garden party to me. Very, like definitely summery.
I don't think anything's wrong with this to wear to a wedding.
I think this is very pretty it's for lovely. A wedding. I think for like, even like a semi-formal vibe, you could get away with this in the summertime. Yeah. I think even tropical, you could get away with this because it's floral. Oh, yeah. I don't know what the material is. Be wary of the material because if it's polyester, you'll be sweating.
Ooh.
But I think this is beautiful.
I like it.
I see no issue with this.
I approved. Like the cute little bag. It's cute.
Yeah, the bag is super cute. Is that a seashell? I think maybe that's what's giving me tropical
I was like,
too.
Oh, it's a cute bag.
So cute.
Even the sandies. I'm here for it. I would say wear it, enjoy it, have fun.
Live it up. Tag us in the photos.
All right. So the next one is this green. That is tight. She's tight. That's a tight dress.
It's kind of looking like Norma Kamali, if that gives you any mental image, because it's the ruched, like giving. Fitted all the way.
That's some body.
It's body. That is for sure.
And it's one shoulder.
One shoulder.
I don't ever feel secure with just one. I got a lot of boobage. There's no way one little shoulder is holding up these.
I almost feel like one shoulder when you have boobs is less secure. The nun, because you're throwing things off kilter.
Like, yo.
And this one's like,
I'm going to
have
a carpal tunnel in my neck or something. Like, this is not it.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I don't think I would wear this to a wedding, to be
frank. I certainly wouldn't, but
it's body.
If you're, it's giving inappropriate. It's giving hard no for me, but I'm a traditional chick. However, this might be the bride's vibe. Like, maybe this is what she wears often, and it's like, she's a crew member.
This is what I was saying about like stalk the bride's Instagram. If she's in like every outfit is looking just like this and you know her and you know that's like she's okay with, maybe I would stay away from it.
This is distracting.
Because you have to remember, weddings are family events.
I was like, this isn't just the kids.
If you wouldn't wear it in front of your grandmother, I don't know if I would wear it to anybody's wedding because their grandmother is probably going to be there.
But some people are like, my grandma wanted me to wear this.
Know thy grandmother, because I mean, my grandmother also would probably be like, you look amazing, but I have to know other people's grandmothers are not the same as my Mimi. Bless her, but she's a hoot.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would veto this one personally, unless it's like at a club in Miami, I'm going to go no. It's also neon green.
It's giving no.
I don't think so. I'm going to vote no on that one.
Okay, another one shoulder situation. I'm actually just not crazy about this dress at all to wear any day.
Yeah, if you're just asking me if I like it.
Mm-mm. But to a wedding, sure.
Yeah, it's not, I don't think there's anything inappropriate about all. It. I just don't
like
it.
Yeah.
Personally. But like for like summer cocktail. Summer, maybe semi-formal.
Sure.
It's a little less dressy.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't love it. Would it be my choice?
No. No.
But I don't think you're going to offend anyone.
No. I'm always like, when your shoulder's out, I always feel a little like, Definitely wouldn't wear this to a church wedding, though.
No, that's a good point, too, about the church of it all. The shoulder. That's an important thing to consider.
So wear a shawl if it's in a church.
Yes, agreed.
Other than that. This next one, if the wind blows, this one's over. So this is like a short above the knee.
She's mini. And I just know based on those sleeves that if you lift your arms up, your coochie's going to be out.
I was like, hoo-ha.
Yeah, it's in the breeze.
And the material gives me, you might be sweating underneath there.
Yeah.
Like you might have sweat stains.
Maybe if they said festive.
Maybe.
I could see maybe festive. Cocktail
for sure.
Festive cocktail, not festive black tie. Festive cocktail, like
I would even
wintertime.
I would give this a semi-formal. Cocktail feels like it needs to be closer to the knee a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm also a little bit of a grandma.
It is very short.
Yeah, she's short. Like if she did a spin, it's like, oh my God, we're seeing everything.
That's true. And it's short and flouncy. It's not like a
structured
where you can count on your dress.
Don't bend over. Don't do anything.
Not reveal you. Yeah, yeah. I would be careful about this one.
But cute, good but luck.
Yeah, good luck. Maybe wear some little shorties underneath there.
Yeah. This one, garden party, like...
Garden party.
This could be a tropical destination vibe, too.
I can see this for tropical. I could see this for, like, even a casual vibe. Like, if they've said casual, this is, like, very, like, cotton. What we're looking at is, like, cotton sundress.
Are you sure it's cotton? Loaded term.
I mean...
It could be
I'm judging based
ether.
On of like
I,
know.
I was like,
it gives the appearance of cotton.
Because I'm like, watch you touch it, and it's like a rayon.
I know. That is my number one shopping tip online in general is always, always, always pay attention to the materials. Because the stylists know what they're doing. They know what they're doing in those photos to make it look like how you want it
amazing.
To look.
Amazing. And the lining, too. Like, sometimes you'll get these dresses and the lining, you're like, this is terrible.
Yeah, you can just see all the way through it.
That part. So this is, I mean, I like this for a casual moment.
Mm-hmm. Beach moment, maybe.
Yeah, I guess for weddings, I'm always like, I don't want anything too short.
Yeah, I don't know how long this is. This one is not on a person, the photo we're looking at. So it's not clear if this is like, a mini little baby doll dress or like that's a midi vibe.
I was like, this is giving welcome rehearsal because of what I think it's a baby doll dress, what it looks like.
It has
to
a very baby. I don't think a baby doll silhouette
is for a wedding.
For a wedding, it feels a little inappropriate to me. You know, I'm sure there's a baby doll dress out there that could change my mind, but it hasn't yet.
No, ma'am.
No.
I like this one. It's giving bridesmaid vibe though.
That was my first thought also is that I would be very wary of like, what is the bridal party wearing and are you going to look like one
a bridesmaid?
Of them?
Or are you recycling one of your other, of your bridesmaid's dress? You're
I mean,
like,
what's the tea on that? Like, is that acceptable to wear your bridesmaid's dress to someone else's wedding?
I think I'm here for it.
I guess if the bride gave you a dress that you liked enough to wear again, then.
That part.
Good for her.
But I like the color of this. It's
I do too.
It's, but again, it's that those shoulders. But this feels a little bit.
There's a sleeve still.
It's a sleeve-esque. And yeah, I'm sure she can.
Like strapless, but there are sleeves still. And there's a slit.
Yes.
And what would you call this color? Like a like a gray?
Yeah, I'm going to go with gray. Taupey.
Yeah, it's taupe is good.
Yeah. But there's a lining. I can see the lining. I'm here for it. I'm happy.
Point. Love a lining.
It's got a little slit for a little sexy vibe, but. I would wear this dress.
I think I would wear this too. I think this looks nice. I think for like formal black tie moment, I think that could work. And, you know, I think a slit is also really helpful for people who are shorter. If you're like struggling with the full length dress, I think that's why a lot of women don't want to wear the floor length.
That part.
A slit gives you a little room to breathe and shows that you're have legs under there and you're not like walking around on stilts or something.
Not that you have legs. we didn't know how you got here. All right, so the next dress is a multi-tiered, I'm going to call it a ruffle dress.
Yeah.
It's got two spaghetti straps at the top that tie, and it's giving kind of trumpet silhouettes, kind of tight.
A little mermaid-ish, but shorter mermaid, a cropped mermaid.
It hits at the ankle.
Yes.
It's got these blue flowers on it.
Yeah, it looks like a blue and green floral print.
It's
on a
giving
white
Charleston.
Background. Very Charleston.
Super
very
Southern
like
Belle wedding.
Southern Belle prep wedding.
This could easily be a bridesmaid's dress.
Yeah, I could see that for sure.
But I like it.
I like it too. I think this is fine. I think people maybe were questioning whether it's like too white, but I don't think so.
No.
I think there's enough blue. No, I agree. I think there's enough blue and green that it's safe and it's very cute for summer.
Agreed. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
All right, the next dress is another baby doll moment. It looks sateen, definitely not silk.
It's from Abercrombie. I've seen it on their website.
Really?
Yep, I can identify that one.
All right, okay, drop the link. And
drop the link.
So the bodice, like the around the bust is all ruched. And then once it opens up underneath there, it's just free flowing, long sleeves. Mm-hmm. Again, I think this is just gonna show sweat stains. I'm not a sweater, but I can imagine this in the heat is like not it.
I mean, I'm a sweater and this would be hell on earth, I think. The gray, like...
I'm going to call this
silky
platinum.
Material. Yeah, it's a shiny. It's shiny, a shiny gray. Yeah. You're right. But again, that is... It's enough of a gray to show a lot of pits. And again, it's a baby doll.
It's...
I just don't...
So I'm doing a wedding New Year's Eve in Jamaica for a New Year's Eve wedding. Mm-hmm. And we're doing the wedding during the day. Guests are able to go. We're ending it at like 7 because the sun sets at like 5 something. So we're ending dinner at 7. Then I'm sending guests back to their hotel. They get to do outfit changes.
Oh, fun.
Come back. And then we're doing countdown and all that stuff.
Yeah.
This is something I wouldn't. I think a guest would probably wear this to like a New Year's Eve wedding that's on the beach. She would definitely have to wear some shorts underneath there. But it seems like flowy and
I can see that.
Kind of casual, elevated casual.
Right.
For a countdown wedding.
I think that's a very specific use case for this because otherwise it's like, okay, it's a baby doll, but it's silky shiny. So it's got a little bit of that effect.
Festive,
but it's also gray. Yeah. So it's like, it's not super summery. So I think that is a unique case where this actually works really, really well.
Yeah.
But again, think of the environment.
Other than that, I was like, I don't know.
In the context. Yeah. I just don't see it like doing anything for anyone.
Well, you could put a really nice tight with it. That's true. Like for a winter wedding, you would probably do like a really cool like polka dotty.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Tight. I like that. That's fun. Yeah. Accessories do make a huge difference in all of this too. You have to think. And like your hair is an accessory.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing. Like, I mean, I am the queen of never doing my hair. So okay. I have to, I know this about myself. But if I'm going to a wedding, the hair is done.
Yeah.
And that just makes a huge difference in like the formality of it all. It's like,
I agree.
How you do your hair. Is it a beachy blowout? Mm-hmm. Is it a fancy ass updo?
That part.
That makes a very big difference. So I think that's important to consider for all of these things.
And no matter what dress it is, always steam it. I think when I see like okay dresses with wrinkles, that thing, once it's steamed, it looks like a million bucks
whole new dress. Whole new dress. You gotta have a steamer.
Have a steamer.
And I think, I mean, most hotels will have that available for you. I guess I'm plug sitting again, but I have this new nori iron. Have you seen those?
Oh, yeah. It looks like a flat iron, but it's for your clothes.
You can pack it easier than like packing a full-blown steamer, and it does work really well. So
I dig.
If you're going to a wedding, that's a good thing to have in your little emergency bag.
Well, I have blown too many of my handheld steamers in foreign destinations. I have shorted hotels and my steamer's gone, started smoking. So pro tip is if you are at a hotel, when you get there, they generally will steam for you and it's much better than you trying to do anything by yourself.
Yeah, I would say if they'll do it for you, that is the ideal experience. Because
they even clean things better.
Yeah.
Everything is better.
Everything is better when someone does it for you, I think is the theme. Honestly.
Your hair, definitely. Because I was like, my hair's never looked like it does when my stylist does it.
No.
Like, why can I never get it straight?
I will get a haircut. I'm like, oh my God, I love this. And it's because they styled it. I look the next day, I wash and wear it. And I'm like, this is horrible.
This is not.
What was I thinking?
What did I do? This is not it.
Yeah. The professional. Trust the professionals.
Always.
In all departments.
Now we're going to play another game of unpopular opinions, the dress code edition. So I have a list of dress descriptions and photos that we've posted on our Betches Brides Instagram. We asked our followers if they think you can wear yay or not wear nay. So we're going to read each of them and we'll discuss if we agree or disagree.
Sounds good.
Love. All right. A gold sparkly dress.
Okay. First of all, what do you mean by sparkly? Because there's a big difference between like, I think like a subtle beaded like versus like sequins.
Can we like let go of the Bagley Mishka sequins gold dress in rose gold or gold?
Yeah.
I never like ever want to see a guest in this again, period.
Yeah.
Next.
I feel you. I think like, you know, think about what other, like, I just think of like, think of yourself in the context of this wedding. Do you think anybody else will be wearing?
That's the thing.
Sequins.
Everyone's going to think exactly the same thing. Sequins is the only thing that I can think of that sparkles, unless it's like, I call them funfetti dresses. Those dresses that are made of that other random material that just leaks all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
Glitter. You're
talking about. Yes. And that's the thing. It's like embedded into the fabric and then it's embedded into everything you own afterwards.
But there's levels to sequins.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like, is this a subtle gold sparkly dress or is this like your bachelorette party? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to look like you're trying to make it about you, I think is a big consideration when you're talking about sparkles. Like, am I trying to draw attention to myself?
Is just say gold.
Yeah. I think like a gold silk, lovely.
Cause also very pretty. Gold is, there's champagne.
That's true. I'm picturing like a true gold, but like champagne is, that's white adjacent.
Yeah. Well,
it can be tricky.
Pinterest board.
Pinterest board. And think to yourself, is anyone going to could anyone look at me in this and be like, who does this bitch think she is in this wedding? I think that's an important question.
I don't think anyone's going to look at the chick in gold and think that. If the chick wore ivory and a silk dress and it's like slip dress,
I'd be like,
ooh.
Yeah.
Or as my mom says, if you have to ask, you already know the answer. So if you're already questioning if you can or can't, you can't.
That's very true. Yeah, you trust your gut. Like, I think some of these things, like,
you know, you can't wear it out.
If you're between two dresses and you're like, do I like this? Do I not like this? I think that's one thing. But if you're like, is this going to be like inappropriate? Is this like too, is this not? You kind of already know the answer if you're already questioning it.
Can I wear a long red dress to a black tie optional wedding?
I think that's fine. I don't see an issue with that.
Me neither.
I was asking Lauren actually earlier about like the red of it all. Like, some people are like weird about wearing red to a wedding. I didn't know what that came from.
Why?
Lauren told me that there's like some old superstition or tradition that like if you wore red to the wedding, it means you've slept with the groom.
Oh.
And I'm like, I've never heard that before. Mm. I would not make that assumption if I saw someone wearing red. I don't have an issue with it.
At all. I love.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I think I've actually worn red to a wedding before.
I think red is a beautiful color.
And I wasn't the only one wearing red.
No, I also say I feel like I see a lot of red at weddings. And you know, again, if it's like red
and I'm taking
body
pictures
con,
of them.
Cutouts.
Oh, okay.
That's a different story.
Now it's different.
That's a different story. But a red.
It's beautiful.
Nice, beautiful, classy dress.
You will never upstage the bride.
No, agreed.
As much as you can try.
As much as you try. Again, she spent 3 hours in hair and makeup.
Yeah, I was like, you're not. Good
what
luck,
did you do this
sis.
Morning?
Bright dress, hot pink or orange to a summer black tie wedding. 100%.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly fine. I think
totally
that's
fine.
Like, as long as the color for black tie is like seasonally appropriate, I think there's no issue at all.
I live.
Like, I wouldn't do maybe, you know, bright orange, I don't know, in like November. But even then.
I would. Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, that's true. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving theme wedding. The Pinterest board is titled like, Thanksgiving chic.
Exactly. All right. The next two things are, we have two cards in front of us and they have dresses on them. One dress is like it looks like an ivory champagne number with florals on it. And they're muted. They're like a
muted florals,
yellow, green.
Kind of a halter neck top.
Cute.
Floor length, silky vibe. I think this is from Reformation. That's my ID.
I like it.
I like this. I think this is really pretty. I think it's similar to the blue and white floral one we talked about earlier. It kind of has like a nice summer vibe, but it's like elevated for summer. It doesn't feel like a casual summer dress. So I think this is great.
I'm giving it yay.
I say yay also.
Yeah. All right. And the next dress is, this is giving me business casual vibes, but it's like a, I don't know if you call this A-line or fit dress.
I think this is like is it a sheath?
Sure.
Sheath dress?
It's blue.
Blue and white, floral.
It's T length, I guess, or definitely below the knee.
Yeah, definitely below the knee.
Little spaghetti straps. Is there a reason that we're saying no to this? Wow, who would say no to this? This is pretty generic.
I think it's pretty generic. I think the poll says yay, it's not all white, and the nay says if the base is remotely white, fuck no. But this does not read white to me at all. This is like mostly blue. I would say.
This is a blue dress.
I think if someone was like, you're wearing white, you could look at that person and be like, you're insane.
You've lost it. Yeah. Here's
so
a Xanax. Good luck.
Yeah. You need a minute. Go take some time.
Well, I guess to close this out, if you have to ask, you already know. Trust your gut.
Google.
Google,
do your research.
Search the venue.
Search the venue.
The bride. I like that tip.
I think that's a good one. If you're the bride, there is no shame in being as detailed and specific as you want people to be. If you're okay with a huge range of people showing up, fine.
And tropical.
That is your prerogative. But I think if you have a specific vision in mind, you should communicate that vision so you're not disappointed on the day
that
of.
Part. Especially the people who want to do like color stories and they want images that have like different hues and ranges.
Right.
And like,
I feel like that's the biggest part of all of this,
that's
is that we want people to look good in the photos. And you know, you got to creative direct a little bit if that's what you want. So.
Yes. Well, art direction, I'm here for it.
Get that Pinterest board cracking.
Good luck, guys. All right, that's it for this week's episode of Betches Brides. Where can people follow you?
People can follow me personally at Mads Paul, M-A-D-Z P-A-U-L. Love. That's Paul. Or you can follow Good at Shopping _ for, you know, the Betches shopping content that I'm putting out. And if you need help with any wedding outfits, feel free to DM me. Like, there's no greater joy in life for me than putting together an outfit. Like, send me the wedding website, your budget, whatever, and I'll pick out an outfit for you and we'll get it going.
Oh my God. You're going to get a lot from that.
I'm offering my services. <I know. laughs> As long as I can use it for content on Good at Shopping, then we're good to go.
Period. You guys can follow the show at Betches Brides on Instagram, and you can follow me at I Am Fallon Carter. Please be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now. We'll have new episodes every single Monday. So be sure to subscribe. I'm going to say that again. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Until death do us part.
The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Rebecca Salzmacat, Lauren Salome, and Sean Kilby. Editing by Rebecca Salzmacat. Social media by Lauren Salome. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com.
Betches.